Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to the Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Today, our guest is Michael. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. So, Michael, let us know where you live and what you do.
So, I'm located here in San Antonio, Texas. I own a snack company, a traditional boiled peanut company, and we also create other CPG products, such as our new boiled peanut dip, something we're introducing to the market.
Awesome. So what are your main responsibilities for this business?
So I am the owner, and 90% of our business is e-commerce at this point. We are very fortunate that it kind of worked out this way. You know, starting in farmers markets here locally, around 2020 during COVID, we had to pivot. And now we are primarily a e-commerce business where we ship our products nationwide. So we are working on some wholesale aspect, but we're primarily a wholesale or primarily a e-commerce business.
Awesome. So if you are primarily an e-commerce business, it means like you are selling on e-commerce like 90%, then still there is 10% that you are selling offline, right?
Correct. So our traditional boiled peanuts are shipped nationwide. That's our what you would call bread and butter. So that's what's keeping our business afloat and growing. And so that other 10% is the our new shelf-stable boiled peanut dip. And we are an emerging brand. We're growing into some wholesale accounts with Whole Foods. We have some other accounts that we'll be launching in here real soon, as in like next month. Again, it could be a pivot that we grow into a wholesale company. Our e-commerce is very helpful. Awesome.
Awesome. So tell us, please, when you started this business and what was the inspiration behind it?
So we started the business in 2016, and I was out here in Texas. I moved from North Florida area to Texas for an opportunity in oil and gas. So I was working in the oil fields. You know, it was great work, hard work. But when things slowed down, we were, a lot of layoffs. And that's whenever I started looking to buy a business. I was looking to get a new job. But a lot of people were pushing back because they're like, this is just temporary. When the oil field comes back, you're gone. So it was pretty tough trying to find work. So one day I had a hankering for some boiled peanuts, which is a traditional snack in the Southeast where I'm from. And I thought, hey, why not try introducing boiled peanuts to an area where I can't find them? So being first to market is exciting and scary at the same time. And, once I started the boiled peanut company, I did realize why, it's a Southeastern thing, a very regional thing. So, introducing boiled peanuts to South Texas is what we started in 2016 and just kind of grew into, different phases of our business. So as of now, we're the only boiled peanut manufacturer in the state of Texas. And there's a reason for it, because it's just unheard of outside the Southeast.
All right. All right. So because you are selling more online, so probably you will be doing a lot of online marketing as well. So can you please tell us how you are managing this marketing and what is your main strategy?
So with our product, it's a very niche product, And then we have been fortunate with a lot of organic growth. People searching boiled peanuts, there's not too many people that ship fresh boiled peanuts like myself. And we're lucky that it just kind of fell in there. So when you Google boiled peanuts to buy, we do pop up. So we have that at our baseline. But then also with our, say, the Amazon sites, we do a lot of advertising through Amazon. We also do some Google advertising for our website. And then there's a lot of word of mouth for our products, turns out. That's always a welcomed way of advertising. And yeah, basically our marketing and advertising is minimum. We do have an online presence that is, you know, it's not the biggest online, you know, social media, maybe a little bit of YouTube, things like that. So as we grow with our online presence, you know, it's usually like just organically growing. We've been very fortunate in the sense of some of these, like the Made in South Awards with Garden and Gun. We sent in our product and they loved it. And they gave us a big promotion for their annual edition of Made in South Awards. And that was huge for us. They also got us on live TV on a national news syndicate, you know, national news on Fox morning show. And that little 10-second blurb about us, our peanut dips, just worked wonders for us. You know, it was amazing. So it's just kind of funny how things work. You know, you don't expect a lot of things, but whenever the right people pick up on what you're doing, it just helps out so much. So we're still continuing to grow. We're looking for other opportunities like that, you know. So yeah, let's just see what else can happen, you know.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. So when we are talking about the niche, so what is your exact niche? Like, who will be your customer? Like, if we are just targeting on the internet, like, who will you say, okay, this is my customer who has these parameters?
Mm-hmm. Now, are you familiar with boiled peanuts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am.
So, I mean, do you enjoy boiled peanuts too?
Yeah, I do, because I am more towards snacks. So yeah. Probably this will be one parameter for your customers.
Yeah. So our market is a lot of transplants. You know, we do ship a lot back to the Southeast, but, you know, they can go to the corner and find them on the like a roadside stand. You know, we try to create that experience by mail. And, you know, it may not be as authentic as the bull peanut guy on the side of the road, but it's the closest thing. And since the bull peanut guy is going to be just mainly on the side of the road in the Southeast, you know, a lot of the transplants nationwide that had their bull peanuts growing up, or they took a trip to the Southeast, or, you know, they experienced bull peanuts. You know, it's also a very common snack in Hawaii, throughout Asia. So, you know, there's a lot of people here visiting. Or, you know, here in the U.S. that are looking for that, and a little piece of home in a sense. And also there's people looking for the healthy alternative snacks too. So, you know, we have those different levels, whether it's a nostalgic snack, you know, it's something that people can enjoy at the ball games, or if it's just a healthy alternative people are looking for, we are able to provide that. But it is very interesting. My customer base is typically those who have either grown up with it, or they visit a region that sells boiled peanuts and they can't get enough of it. So we are able to provide that direct to consumer. So our customer base really does range. You know, we do have not just like, say, Southeastern regionally, but international, you know, appeal for boiled peanuts. But we only are able to ship within the 50 states.
Awesome. And in fact, maybe in your audience, there will be people who maybe are doing job for longer time in the office and they are staying there for longer time. So because we can only have one meal in maybe 8 hours, but we can have snacks for multiple times. So this is a theory that applies on me.
No, absolutely. And that's what that boiled peanut dip provides too. While introducing the boiled peanuts here to South Texas, it wasn't always the easiest sell. It was always my transplants. Here in San Antonio, it's a joint base military town. There's several bases here. So a lot of people moving from different regions will find my product and they're very happy to see it. They'll buy it like they'll never see it again. So those are my favorite customers, you know. And but at the same time, those who have never experienced a boiled peanut before, either they have heard of a boiled peanut and never had it, or they never heard of it at all. They asked me if I invented the boiled peanut, and, you know, I did not. But it's easy for people to believe that I did because it's that foreign to them. So I had to create something to cater to the local palate. And this is where that shelf-stable boiled peanut dip came into play. That is the ideal midday snack whenever you're trying to get through that, say, 2-3 o'clock stretch. You know, it's a great source of protein. It's got all the vitamins and minerals your body needs for your brain, for your body. And yeah, it's just tasty, too. I mean, it's just good. So,
that's awesome.
That it is a great snack, you know, even for parties, when you're on road trips, things like that. Yeah, we do, you know, provide that extra boost whenever needed. Delicious product.
All right. Awesome. So as an entrepreneur, entrepreneurs are meant to face a lot of challenges. I believe you must have faced a lot of challenges. And can you please share one with us, maybe that you are facing at this point, or maybe that you faced at some other point?
So, you know, I do, you know, looking back, a lot of lessons learned. What I did not really do was the proper market research.
Mm-hmm.
If I would have done that, I would have realized that boiled peanuts are a regional thing from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And not everybody's going to take to the boiled peanut, you know. So market research is very important, especially whenever you're about to start a new business locally. And at that point in time, Little Reds was local. What I saw, and I might be a little stubborn, but what I saw was being first to market. And that was all I saw. It was like, this is an opportunity. But that also pushed me to create. And that's where, you know, again, the boiled peanut dip. We're first to market with this. Nobody knows about this. Nobody's ever done a boiled peanut dip before. So the lack of market research, I think it's very important to know your customer base, where you're going to go with your business. And, you know, as a young entrepreneur, first ever owned business, you know, attempt, I was just running in blind. And, you know, so for that, I would say reach out to local resources that can help you with these kind of things. And I know that's not always available, but, you know, even reach out to other communities that can, you know, give you some ideas of what the next step is to grow. More recent, the challenges is we are stepping into the wholesale game. And that's, you know, again, I'm running in blind. It's like, I'm just a glutton for punishment. It's just, I'm going to go ahead and just keep trying and trying, but learn along the way. So our new wholesale aspect, I was really excited about the idea and the opportunities that were given to me. Mm-hmm. But I did not do the research on my part. You know, what's going to be practical? You can prepare yourself the best you can, but there's always going to be speed bumps. There's always going to be things that you didn't catch. So, you know, read the fine print. You know, maybe if you can't read the fine print, find somebody else that can read it for you. So yeah, there's not like unexpected surprises, you know, which are always fun for a small business or emerging brand. But yeah, so market research and also attention to detail are two important things, I think, for a small business.
Hey, y'all, it's Dan Melnick, the CEO of Zing. And I wanted to share a special offer for all of our listeners. Right now, if you need software development services, we'll give you 2 weeks of a free trial. Do you need to update your website? Do you want to build a mobile app? Do you want to update something that you've been working on for a long time? We've worked in a high-level technology like AI, machine learning, blockchain. So shoot me a text, 817-874-2208. Thank you.
Awesome. So in terms of your goals, in fact, short-term goals, what are you looking for in next 3 to 6 months?
3 to 6 months, I want to continue to grow Little Red's boiled peanut dip. We're finding more wholesale customers. We are really pushing that. We have some opportunities where we're working with the National Peanut Board, and they're offering us, you know, food shows that are coming up. And we are really excited about this, to really push our brand, demo our brand, share our story with everybody, and really get our product out there in front of the right people, so that you know, we can continue to grow our wholesale business.
Awesome, awesome. So, Michael, what would be your biggest piece of advice for our audience?
Biggest piece of advice: when you know that something is right and there is some potential, and you know that people are going to want or need this eventually. Don't give up. Again, this is coming from a stubborn person, but keep pushing it. Keep your blinders on. Don't worry about what other people are saying. If you feel it in your heart, you know that you have something, continue pushing it and, you know, hope for the best. That's part of it. Things get tough, you know, as a small business. You're going to get a lot of no's. Don't let that stop you. Because when you get that right yes, you know, that one yes that can change everything for you, keep that in mind that, you know, a few no's is going to build character, but that one yes can really, you know, change things.
Awesome. So, Michael, can you share your website and your social media handles so our audience can reach you?
Yeah, so you can find us at littleredsbullpeanuts.com. You can see our selection of products there. We even got some cool t-shirts, you know, if you wanted to rock the Little Reds logo. Also, Instagram, you can follow us on Instagram. You can find us on LinkedIn. You know, we're on all the social media channels. And it's not hard to find us. Just Google Boiled Peanuts Texas, and we'll be the only guys that pop up. So.
Awesome. Awesome. So thanks, Michael. Thanks for appearing today. I really enjoyed this conversation. And I believe these boiled peanuts are must be mouth-watering. And I have a lot of them for sure. So thank you. Thanks for appearing today.
I appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.